You're listening to Vectis Radio with me, Andy Knight, on the Andy Knight Radio Show. And absolutely delighted to welcome into the studio our regular guest. As a community station here, it is our policy and we take great pride and great pleasure in making our studios accessible to everybody in the community. And those of you who are regular listeners, if only I had regular listeners, will remember that wonderful young man, Matt. Matt Davis is here. Very good morning, Matt. How are you? I am absolutely fine. Thank you for asking, Matt. I'm very well. And you are looking very, very well indeed. So your health and fitness regime is obviously working for you. You're looking very well indeed, mate.
Yes, I have loads of weight. I think about 2 pounds now.
You've been losing weight. Well done. Well, we're going to come back to that because I know you're really keen on your healthy lifestyle and losing a bit of weight and getting fit. But just before we come back to you, Matt, I want to mention Ian Malcolm's here as well. Your supporter is here. Very nice to see you, Matt. Ian, thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
Not at all. Lovely to see you. Always a pleasure. And so the health kick that you're on, I think, with all your exercise and your healthy diet. So you're starting to lose some weight then, Matt. What have you done with... Are you eating less certain foods or...
Eating less certain foods and doing my exercise.
You're doing your exercise and, of course, you're a very keen swimmer and a particularly keen diver. I know that you go to Southampton and...
Yes, it was amazing, but
was it the 3 meter board you were going off?
Yes.
I mean, that is really, really
diving.
But you were actually diving and you weren't jumping in, were you? Tell us, you weren't diving, you were going
head first.
I mean, that is really brave. I certainly couldn't do that. I really couldn't.
And Dad said to Molly, you have put my feet alone where I haven't seen any body with mental, physical or disabilities ever do that in my life.
That is amazing. She had your instructor, your diving instructor, has never seen anybody with physical or mental disabilities do that in her entire career, her life. That is amazing that you should do that. The first person she's ever seen to do that. Well done, you. That is fantastic. I honestly couldn't do it.
I am hoping to be in a diving amnesty in Budapest.
A diving competition you might go to as well in Europe somewhere. That's wonderful. How exciting. That's brilliant. Now, talking about going over to Southampton, I know that you had a really quite challenging for you because it's really important that you are as independent as you can be. I mean, you are a very strong-willed young man, I know, and really determined to do as much as you can.
I do independent shopping by myself.
Shopping independently. Now, this was where? Whereabouts was this?
Southampton.
Southampton, West Keys, was it? The big shopping mall there.
And Debenham.
And Debenham's, fantastic. And you did the shopping independently, just with, I believe it was your father, who was just sort of shadowing you and supporting from a distance. And how did you get on? Was it okay?
And we were in the pod. I had to meet my diving.
You had to meet people and...
No, meet my diving. I didn't diving the day because I had to meet my diving.
So you didn't go diving that day, you just went shopping, and you managed to go shopping independently.
Yeah, I was meant to go diving, but because of the long wait in the podium,
so there was too much of a queue.
I think I was to move on my love.
So it was a long wait for you. But what did you buy in the shops there? You say you went to Debenhams, can you remember what you bought there?
I went to John Lewis.
And to John Lewis as well. So did you enjoy shopping independently? That must have been really exciting. Was it good?
Then on the Sunday went to Portsmouth shopping.
And you went to Portsmouth as well? Wow, you get around a bit. You're a bit of a shopaholic, I think, Matt. So you went to Gun Wharf as well in Portsmouth?
No, the town centre.
Oh, the town centre, Commercial Road and round there perhaps. Fantastic. That is absolutely brilliant that you're taking on such challenges like that. And I keep saying it. Sorry. Yes, carry on.
And it's all independence for me whenever I move to the mainland.
It's all part of your growing independence and learning how to do things for yourself, which is so, so important for you. And everything you do, I always say it, and I'm going to say it again, I make no apologies, you always do it with such a smile, and you're such a determined young man. It's wonderful. Now, I'm just going to come on to something else that we were talking about just off air a moment or two ago, and I know, Ian, that you mentioned it because Ian Mack, the governor here at the station, says to say hi to you, and he called you Hurricane Matthew, which was made you smile even more, I know. Now, Hurricane Matthew, of course, not a funny thing at all, not a light-hearted thing, and I know you're very concerned about the effect that Hurricane Matthew has had. Despite the fact it's named after you, it's not doing some good things, is it?
No.
And do you want to send a message to all the people who have been affected by Hurricane Matthew?
I think this is terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. It really is. And it's just the force of nature, isn't it? And it's frightening. It really is. But fancy naming it after you, Matthew. I think that's very unfair, isn't it, Matt? But and I know also, just to round off, if we may, Matt.
I'm all windy.
You're all windy as well. Well, that's enough about that, I think, Matt. But yeah, maybe. But I know that you just wanted to say hello. Your lovely mother, Stephanie. Just, you want to say a big shout out to your mum. I know how good she is.
Hello, Mum. I love you. You're the number one best mum in the whole world.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a lovely message there for you, Stephanie, from Matt.
Some parents are separated.
She's just such a great mum for you.
Some
are, yes.
Well, you're very lucky with your mum, Matt. You really are. Look, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much for coming in, Matt. You're going to get back and do some more on your blog and thrash Ian on the Jenga set you've got out there, I'm sure. But you will come back and see us, won't you?
Remember that from White Island.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. A long time ago, mate. But anyway, we'll see you again in a few weeks' time. I'm sure you'll be back in and we'd love to hear what you've been up to. So, Matt, thank you so much for coming in and bringing that wonderful smile with you. Windy or not. We'll see you again soon. Ian, thank you so much for coming in
thank
as well.
You.
All the very best to you, Matt. And coming back after these with that new release from ABC, 10 Below Zero.
The Mid-Morning Show, sponsored by Hamilton's Fine Foods in Pyle Street, Newport, and Wooden and Cowes High Streets. Find them also at www.hamiltonsfinefoods.co.uk.